today is really about the power of one, and particularly the power of one in three areas. The power of one in a certain moment, the power of one in a certain event, and the power of one in a particular person. You know, there are people in our life that really make a difference, that actually can change the course or the really help us feel like we belong. And so the first part of this, our whole service is really my talk today. So it'll be in kind of three sections, although I won't be speaking for a lot of it. Because this is really a testimony and an opportunity to anchor into the power of one in a variety of different forms. And so the first one is going to be the power of one through a moment. And I'm going to invite someone to come forward to share a little bit about what it has meant to her to be in this community as fairly a new person. And yet there was this power of a moment that just everything felt like it clicked. And so I'll invite you to really start to reflect on the power of those moments in your own life where something just landed and you were opened up. This is a form of grace. And so will you join me in welcoming Melissa Algosa to the platform?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I'd like to thank Reverend Carolyn this morning for giving me the opportunity to speak with you and share my story with you. I, like she said, I'm fairly new with this whole event of the Unity of Tustin. I feel like a newbie, and among many of you have been here longer than me, but here goes. My story began really just a little over 20 years ago when I was first introduced to the Daily Word, literally by accident. During that period of time, I was in search of who Melissa was, what her real purpose in life was. I was also feeling spiritually disconnected. Even though I was a practicing Catholic and attended Mass every Sunday, I was just not feeling it. So when the Daily Word came into my life, I felt an immediate connection, and I enjoyed reading it on a regular basis, and I was a subscriber for many years. As a matter of fact, I enjoyed it so much, I gave everyone a one-year subscription that Christmas so they too can experience the magic of the Daily Word. But that was just really the beginning of my journey. You see, even though I was sold in the Daily Word, I never visited Unity of Tustin, not until 5 years ago. To me, it was long overdue. I was too busy living, busy back then being a wife and a mother to a then high school teen, and running a number of businesses of our own, and was constantly traveling and entertaining. I literally didn't even have time for myself, let alone God. To the outside world, I was very successful, but inside was falling apart slowly, more so spiritually than emotionally. I can still recall the many times I would drive down the street for years. You see, my office back then was just a few blocks from here. You know, the one that's the high rise down in 17th Street? That's where I was. Every time I happened to be driving by, I would hear the small voice inside of me telling me to just stop in for a visit. I remembered feeling guilty, as I know it's the home of my Daily Word. But I would recite every excuse in the book why I couldn't stop. Like, you don't have time because you're running late for your appointment, you're running to get your son out of school, or you're late for his game. But then 5 years ago, something happened. 5 years ago, my mother passed away suddenly. My marriage finally came to an end after 17 years. And I found myself crippled, financially crippled after the market crash. I lost everything, and was also facing many legal battles ahead. For the first time in my adult life, I felt helpless, broken, and very afraid for my own future as a single mother. That was the time I decided to silence the outside noise around me and went within. I reassessed my life and turned my full attention to God and the lessons He has for me. I said, I began stacking up the moving boxes before me, getting ready to relocate. I stumbled upon an old daily word booklet. It wasn't just any daily word. It was the best of the daily word. I began randomly opening the pages and read the prayer each day. Each page spoke to me directly. Reconnecting to the daily word helped me open my eyes and my heart during that difficult period of my life. It paved the way to begin my journey and eventually arriving on the doorsteps of the Unity of Tustin. So one Sunday morning, I woke up late and was contemplating if I should go to Mass or not. Then out of the blue, Unity Church came to mind like a lightning bolt. Without hesitation, I found myself Googling Unity of Tustin on my cell phone while still in my PJs and checking to see if there's still a service I could attend that late morning. To my surprise, I saw the 11 a.m. service and still had enough time to get ready and make it just in the nick of time. Mind you, I have never ever stepped in this property before until that day. So I had no idea my way around and just followed others in the hopes that I'm being led in the right direction. I decided to sit between two empty chairs on both sides of me near the back as I wanted to experience this new adventure without distraction, but yet sat far enough to get the bird's eye view of the room and feel the energy of the whole room. I remembered how cool it was that there was a small pack of Kleenex tucked in the sleeve of the seat in front of me. I was sort of curious as to why they'd make this available in every seat. Wow, I thought, how convenient. I had never, ever seen anything like this at my own church. So when the time came when asked if there's any new visitors that morning, I slowly raised my hand, not knowing what I was just volunteered for. And I was quickly handed right there and then a beautiful white rose. That really touched me so hard, I nearly cried right there and then. I've never been so treated so special for just coming in and visiting a place of worship and then be gifted with a gorgeous white rose. Okay, I told myself, I was already impressed. With the tissues and the flower, wow, I'm sold. The moment the music began, I felt so much emotion already building up inside of me. When Reverend Carolyn finally took to the podium, there was no way I could hold the floodgate of tears. I literally finished the pack of Kleenex in front of me almost immediately. I must confess I was guilty of using more than one pack of Kleenex that day. After the service, I was literally drawn to walk the gardens. So I strolled through each section, admiring the beauty and how well manicured the whole place was. Again, I was very impressed. I felt very comfortable being where I was and amazed by the beauty and surrounding around me. One of the areas I was most impressed was when I stood for a few minutes standing by the waterfall section, and I believe that's number 8. As I was feeling the overwhelming love and gratitude inside of me, something told me to look up at the sky, the right side of my shoulder, and there it was, a heart-shaped branch staring right at me. I knew that was no accident. I was being guided to look up and see for myself the love being reflected to me for finally listening to my heart and walking the grounds of Unity of Tustin. So you see, Unity of Tustin was a gateway to my new beginning. Everything in this whole place spoke to me. I knew my mother was with me that very morning when it was guiding me to pray and listen to the messages. Everything Reverend Carolyn said that morning was practically written for me. The music and the songs that were saying, the workshops mentioned were indicative of the need to pull myself together and attend the many events offered to help me begin my healing. The meditation portion was something I truly embraced, which told me even more that I'm home. I finally came home to the place that has been calling me out all of these years. God was truly very patient with me and knew that I would come around eventually. What excites me about Unity? At the beginning, I was very shy and just wanted to stay in the back of the room and not wanting to be seen or recognized. Since then, I have attended a few classes and events, especially in the area of meditation, as I wasn't good at it at first and needed more guidance. I'm a frequent bookstore shopper and quite often picked up many gift items and books, not only for myself, but to also give as presents to others. I've also invited some members of my family and close friends to check out my new place of worship. They all agreed this is a very special place. Yes, this is my second home now. The energy of this whole place, especially the garden, speaks to me. I love walking through it every single time. The service here at Unity has allowed me to delve deeper in my spiritual practice. I have not abandoned my Catholic upbringing. I've only enhanced it and strengthened it, being here each time I attended. When I decided to become a part of this community, I knew the first step was to be baptized, so I did a couple of years ago. I was ready to do more, just in attending and feeling the calling to do more and give more of myself. And even though I have a very hectic schedule, being a fitness instructor, a life coach, and doing some freelance media marketing work, I decided to start as an usher and on some Sundays. And when I recently felt the need to do more, I offered my talent along with my partner, Tony, combining our media marketing expertise to help increase traffic for our church community through social media. So if you see Tony and I walking the grounds holding our camera, we are just doing our job and sharing this beautiful community for others to enjoy and explore. Unity of Tustin has helped me to develop my spiritual journey through practice of giving, tithing, learning, and growing. I'm more grounded than ever before and view life with a new attitude of what more can I do. Whatever God has in store for me, I will always remain in this state of grace, remaining in gratitude of service to others. My devotion has deepened, has moved me beyond expectations, and I know that I still have more to learn and grow as I continue to be a part of this wonderful community called the Unity of Tustin. Thank you.